This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, May 4th, and I'm just calling to update everybody on the stock market. Well, you know, the stock market got up on the wrong side of bed today, but I do want to assure you everything is fine. Let me start with earnings. So far, over 60% of the stocks in S&P have announced their earnings, and the average surprise is 23.3% higher. Now, as far as revenues are concerned, they're running 3.9% higher. So I can never remember an earnings season this strong, okay? Now, I know the good earnings come out early, bad ones come out a little later, but folks, these results are stunning. So if the market has something to worry about, it's all these supply shortages now developing, okay? And it definitely inflation is brewing. You see it in lumber prices, you see it in the prices of cobalt, which is a key ingredient for lithium batteries. And there's just a lot of concern that we're not going to be able to produce as much as we need to produce because of all these acute supply shortages. But that's due to just soaring global demand and demand in America. And today we had a trade report come out, and both our exports and imports were soaring, which is indicative of both strong worldwide and domestic growth. The most shocking statistic for you folks, and I don't mean to scare you, but the Atlanta Fed is now estimating that second quarter GDP growth will be 13.2% annualized. In other words, they're saying economic growth is accelerating. It's not decelerating. Well, all I can tell you is there's an incredible order backlog out there. Manufacturing hit a 37-year high in March. And then it's still growing in April, but it had to consolidate a bit because of all the auto plant closures and things due to the chip shortages. And it's very challenging for manufacturing to meet the demand, okay, of all the goods that our consumers want right now. And I'll give you another example of something that's very stressful. In the electric vehicle industry, like the Teslas made in America and the expensive EVs like the Porsches and Audis and things, those batteries all have cobalt in them because when you put cobalt in a lithium battery, it has a farther range. But cobalt prices are up 40% in the first quarter. So guess what? Tesla's now making cars in China without cobalt, and the cars are cheaper. They don't go as far, but they sell predominantly in China and Europe, where you know they're more urban and they just don't need the range. And of course, Tesla has pretty good software to manage things anyway. So you know, right now they're trying to tell us we're not going to have internal combustion engines by 2035, and Europe's 2030, and there's this rush to build all these electric vehicles, and the only problem is we're running out of materials. And the shocking news is this week was Tesla announced that their Berlin factory is not going to open until January. Everybody thought it was opening in June. So, and that's all due to the battery plant they're building next door. And so, you know, the world is trying to make a transition, and it's having an impact. And this acute battery shortage is starting to impact some of our solar inverter companies because they use these lithium battery packs to power your house. But I do want to assure everybody that those battery packs do not have lithium batteries because, you know, in your house, you can have room for a bigger battery pack. So that's unfortunate. And they're trying to hit some of the semiconductors with strong demand, and that's just silly. Semiconductor demand is unbelievable right now. So I just want you to know that Wall Street likes to react. People are getting stressed that there might be a third vaccine required. It's something we don't need to stress about. Right now, states are reopening. The excess vaccines are going to be obviously sent to Europe or Latin America, where there's more vaccines are needed. Obviously, India needs the vaccines desperately. So I just think it's time to realize that we will never, ever have an earnings, sales, environment like this. I kept telling you folks that we were going to be peak earnings in the first quarter, peak sales and earnings momentum. And you know what? It looks like I'm wrong. It looks like we're going to be even stronger in the second quarter. So I'm a little in shock with the strength of the economy. This is obviously very inflationary. So we'll see what the Fed does. The Fed was purposely trying to stimulate inflation. But you know, when lumber prices are up over 300%, and I'm out west now, and gas prices in California are over $5 a gallon, you know, things like this start to have an impact. So it'll be interesting to see just what happens. All I can tell you folks is this is as good as it ever will get, okay? We are in nirvana. Unbelievable sales, earnings, economic growth. It's U.S., it's domestic. We have supply shortages. So, wow. We're going to be able to profit from all these things. You know, I have copper stocks and I have steel stocks. Steel prices are up. The other comment I'd have is that stocks have traditionally been a great inflation hedge, because if we do have inflation, it makes earnings go higher. So, you know, putting your money in the bank doesn't protect you against inflation. Putting your money in the market or obviously good real estate will protect you. So that's it. It's Louie Navalier. I just want you not to be distracted by the gyrations of the market. If you have any cash, today's a good day to buy. I think I'm watching the technical nature of the market. Any selling pressure seems to be hit with light volume. So I don't expect the selling pressure we saw at the opening to continue. So we're just going to continue to oscillate. So yesterday the market was firm. Today we're down. So tomorrow we'll probably be up. So get used to these oscillations, okay? The liquidity pulses in and out of the market. Do not worry, okay? I apologize for misleading you that we had peak sales and earnings momentum, because it looks like we're going to have even stronger sales and earnings now, and definitely stronger economic growth based on what the Atlanta Fed's saying. So the only concern is inflation, and that's not really a concern because we can profit from it. So hang in there, folks. The market's daily volatility that you're seeing is normal. And so I don't want you to be upset about it. I just want you to ride through it and buy good stocks on dips. And if you decide to sell a stock, wait for a bounce and sell it in the strength. And that's the best way to navigate the markets as far as I'm concerned. So that's it. Louie Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.